We're going to talk, though, about the Irish Hotels Federation. They're having their annual conference in Killarney. Before we hear that, though, have a listen to this. Yeah, there you go. That, the reason we're playing that is that's from the band Spandau Ballet, of course, Through the Ballet Barricades. Martin Kemp, one of the members of that band, will be the keynote speaker at today's annual conference in Killarney for the Irish Hotels Federation, talking about his life, his performances, his acting, his music, the health difficulties that he's had to overcome, and others. And he'll be talking to over 300 delegates that have attended the conference yesterday and today. A number of different issues to hand, particularly the cost of doing business, energy, insurance, food costs, all gone up for hotels. They're also saying that there's a problem in regards to planning and the cost of building, allowing for future development hotels, particularly the hotel numbers and the hotel rooms that are being added on to the Irish tourism sector. 90% of them are happening in Dublin, which has its own implications for the regional spread of where accommodation is available for tourists coming into this country. And it's long been in criticism that there's an over-concentration of tourism going to Dublin and not enough going to the regions. Well, shortly before coming here this morning, I spoke to the president of the Irish Hotels Federation, Michael Magner, and I first of all asked him about the key issue that their members have been saying to them in relation to the cost of doing business.
That's right. Good morning, and good morning to your listeners. We're delighted to be back in Kerry for the 88th annual AGM of the Irish Hotels Federation, where nearly 800 delegates are here in Killarney, starting yesterday and concluding this evening. In advance of our conference, we would always sense check the issues with our members and what's positive, and also where there are opportunities to learn more about the challenges that our members faced. And the reality is that as we move forward into 2026, while the outlook for business in 26 is steady and remains stable, similar to that of 2025, 92% of our members report that there's concern for the global economy. And when we talk about concern around the global economy, we talk around the geopolitical situation that prevails, and also the significant, reliance that Ireland as an open economy has on two countries, North America in particular, the United States, and of course our nearest neighbour, the UK, both countries which have also seen significant inflation in recent times. But as we then look down further into our members' engagement with the survey, it tells us that there is still considered concern around the continuous cost of doing business in Ireland. And when you look at Ireland in isolation, it really is costs with regard to energy, for example, insurance, and everything as simple as putting the basic ingredients on a plate in order to service them. And Ireland really is an outlier when compared to the rest of Europe. We have some of the highest costs in Ireland when compared to our nearest neighbours in the UK, and outside of the UK into mainland Europe, we're far and ahead the highest country to do business in when you look at the cost of energy and insurance itself as well. So notwithstanding that, The hotel sector remains committed, and with that, members are reporting that they will continue to invest in their product to ensure that our product remains a world-class product when compared to so many world-class destinations around the globe, and to ensure though the domestic market and of course the international visitors have really, really memorable experiences when they visit our hotels. And experience the warmth and hospitality from the 69,000 people working across our hotel and guesthouse community in the profession.
Would there be a concern there, Michael, with all those cost pressures and other things like that that you've just listed, that there is upward pressure on prices and that Ireland will be seen through its hotel rooms and other issues as an expensive destination to come to?
Well, you know, when you compare Ireland to the rest of Europe, there's no doubt about it. Costs still remain. Ireland still remains as an outlier in terms of the cost of doing business. And, you know, those costs are significant. However, there is still value to be secured in Ireland as long as those margins are not eroded. Because remember, margins are designed to be reinvested back into businesses to ensure businesses remain viable. And of course, that the product that we offer to our guests is a product that's world class. In addition to that, of course, it's important to consider as well that no country, certainly in the developed world, has been immune to inflation in recent times.
The upward pressure on inflation on food and everything else, as well as energy with the war in Ukraine that we're on the fourth anniversary of this morning. Can I ask you though, that 75% planning on capital expenditure is a positive, but you're also warning from conference from your members that there's huge uncertainty continuing in the planning system and the cost of building as well. That's an inhibitor on the development of new hotel infrastructure, isn't it? And new beds and new hotels across the country.
This is it. And, you know, notwithstanding the urban areas where there is still some level of hotel development going on, when you move outside urban areas and into our local towns, regional dispersal, the fact is that the cost of bringing new hotels to a turnkey solution, as in opening new hotels in those areas, is simply not viable. And the reality is that until there is a mechanism or a pathway to ensure that the demand is met, because the demand is there for regional towns and in our local communities. And so for so many, the local hotel is a bedrock to the community. It's a meeting point. It's a generator of employment in the local community. But also hotels can attract economic benefit. And when you look outside large urban areas, we don't have maybe large industries located. So therefore, hotels could be seen as a way to drive that economic dispersal. So really, it's an opportunity for government to identify that weakness and to come up with a solution that would perhaps...
Like with the housing, really, Michael, you're looking for the government to speed up the process. I think there's 35,000, there was 35,000 accommodation beds in planning permission at the end of March in 2025, around 11,000 under construction. But 90% of all hotels under construction are in Dublin City. So that tells a story, doesn't it?
Of course it does. And I mean, the fact is that, you know, in the capital, it's just about viable to build hotels. So therefore, there needs to be a mechanism or some route or pathway to bringing hotels to regional Ireland. And whether that's a revision of planning rules, whether it's an opportunity to fund hotels from a different way of looking at it. Because the reality of it is that there is still a demand for new hotels across the country. And, you know, the only way that you can see hotels potentially coming to the market or increase stock is where you've existing hotels adding on guest rooms. And that's just about viable. But when you look at an entire build on a greenfield site or looking at a site that may be opportunity to renovate and turn into a hotel, it's just not commercially viable. And the last thing we want to do is go ahead developing or encouraging the development of hotels on the basis that the demand is there, but that just can't service the financial capital cost of those particular hotels, and they subsequently then running into financial difficulty. We don't want to see any of that as we experienced back in the dark days of the financial crisis.
You're obviously looking forward to July and that VAT rate of 9% to help with your running costs.
Listen, it was a very welcome decision by government to introduce a reduced VAT rate for food from the 1st of July this year, because when you look at our membership base, and it's important to say that the Irish Hotels Federation represents the majority of hotels and guest houses here in Ireland, 75% of our members, food and beverage actually accounts for over 75% of their turnover. So yeah. What's clear here is that food is a massive part of the hotel sector operation, and there's no doubt about it. By introducing a VAT rate on a permanent basis to 9%, it certainly provides certainty and also the opportunity for viability in those food-led businesses. It really is critical, and we welcome government's decision on that. And I think there's a pragmatic approach from government as well, and we've seen that with the repositioning of the tourism and hospitality portfolio into the Department of Enterprise and Jobs. So therefore, there's a clear link. The hotel sector provides 69,000 jobs, part of the 72,000 jobs in the wider tourism ecosystem. So it makes perfect sense to be aligned to a department that's about enterprise and about ensuring jobs are sustained, created and maintained in this country.
Okay. Well, Michael, good luck with the rest of the conference today. I understand you've Martin Kemp as your guest speaker.
That's right. We do. So,
Martin, are you Spandau Ballet fans?
Well, I'll tell you, there's probably some of the delegates that are probably a little bit before my time, but certainly he has an incredible story to tell of his own journey and resilience, overcoming the challenges, not just from a health perspective, but in life in general. So I believe we will have a packed house this afternoon when Martin takes to the stage.
Okay, brilliant, Mike. Thanks very much for talking to us, and good luck with the rest of the conference.
Okay, sure. Thanks so much. Good morning.
There you go, Michael Magner, President of the Irish Hotels Federation. We're having that conference today in Killarney. 800 delegates, not 300. It's 300 hotel and guest house owners are in Killarney, but it's 800 delegates in total. A huge event for the county and the area, and obviously big issues for the hotels. And one listener gets in touch and says, I'm not sure what the Irish Hotels Federation think there's to gain about coming out about rising costs and planning issues. Aren't these the issues that everyone in our society is experiencing at the moment? Do I suspect another pleas for VAT rate on rooms? No, I think in fairness to them, they're very happy with the VAT rate reduction they're getting in July. They would have preferred it from January. It's coming in July, so they're happy with that. It helps out in food, and you heard the numbers there from Michael about what it means to them in terms of the amount of food and what it means in terms of their business. I don't think they're looking for, they're just reflecting, they carried out this survey of their members, and that's what they're coming out with. They're saying 75% of them are saying they plan on capital infrastructure investment this year in their hotels and guest houses, but they're saying when it comes to building new hotels, which has been an ask and been a need to try and bring prices down, provide more accommodation, particularly outside of Dublin, and more availability, that it's been an issue with regards to trying to get it done. And they're hit with, like everybody else, when it comes to housing, the costs, the housing costs, and also the situation with regards to the cost of doing business, the cost of building, and particularly the planning, which is an issue the government has promised to solve, I suppose, across the board, whether it's housing, providing rental accommodation, or providing infrastructure projects. So they're saying, look, we would welcome that when it happens. They're just, what they're saying is they're reflecting, I suppose, the views of their members as per the survey they took ahead of conference, I guess. I don't think it's a particular ploy to lobby the government, given they have got what they wanted in terms of the VAT reduction.